Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. If you're alive and you're listening to us live, you're hearing us live. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/live, you'll be able to hear any one of our radio shows. And you can always dial the same phone number, 347-237-4097. I know that's fast, but for those people that want to hit record or replay when they hear the replays, they'll be able to do that as well. It's 347-237-4097. And for those people listening in, we've been doing a radio show with Linda and Mike Sheldon. And Linda and Mike are really special people, number one. They're, you know, good people, successful outside of the world of home-based businesses first, but really good people. And for those people that are listening in, when I founded Building Fortunes Radio, they are the reason why we founded Building Fortunes Radio. I wanted to give them a platform to be able to be exposed or expose themselves to people that are looking for a home-based business. So because of my direct sales background and being in all different types of homes across the country, when I was in direct sales, I realized how important making a little bit or a lot of extra money meant to most families. Like, money is a big thing. So when you're looking to maybe do something part-time or full-time or whenever you're planning on doing it, you want to work with the right people. So I built Building Fortunes Radio to be able to showcase the right people. And if there were ever a couple that are going to be a great example of my next statement, here they are. It's Michael and Linda Sheldon. So here's my next statement. The more you learn, the more you like. Like, really? Like, wow, didn't know that, but wow, you guys are really good. I'm so happy that we worked with you. So what they do is probably important. You know, who they are is even more important. So when you find that who they are and then what they do is a great combination, it might be perfect for you if you're looking to build a home-based business. So we put together buildingfortunesradio.com/vitalityforlife. That's their identity, if you will. So Vitality for Life. And if you say, oh, my gosh, I can't spell all that, just go to buildingfortunesradio.com/vitality. So for all those people that are a little bit like fat fingers or a little weak around the knees, am I going to be able to get all this right? Go to buildingfortunesradio.com/vitality, and you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. But the most important thing is that you'll get a chance to hear their voices, be able to work with them, contact them, of course. And if you're looking for a home-based business, whether it's part-time, sometime, full-time, you know, this is going to be your next career, you want to work with great people like Linda and Mike Sheldon. The more you learn, the more you like. So we usually start off with introductions, and I'm a male chauvinist, so ladies first. So Linda, over to you.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be talking with you.
Thanks for being here. And I think you guys are definitely the more you learn about you guys, you know, a couple, the more you'll like. So listen to the previous radio shows, and I'll let you justify that statement that I just made.
Sounds good.
So we talked on the first radio show. You gave us a little bit about your personal backgrounds. And for those people that are here for the very first time, why don't you briefly tell them a little bit about your background, then we'll jump into today's topic.
Okay, well, my background is as an accountant and tax preparer. I'm an enrolled agent. I also have done real estate, and now we're working with this direct sales company and helping people meet their dreams and goals.
Excellent. And Mike?
Yes. Like I mentioned, the first time around, we kind of had reverse roles in the very beginning of our marriage, and I was kind of like Mr. Mom. However, we have both studied law, we have both studied accounting, we have both studied real estate, and even though I'm like Mr. Mom, she also did part of that stuff, and even though I was Mr. Mom, I would do a lot of the business stuff. So it wasn't, you know, right down the middle. But we had kind of had a mixture, but basically
we worked great as a team.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you guys have been married for a while. I'm not mistaken.
45 years. No,
so far,
known each other for 60 years. We've been married 45, and we're still in love with each other.
That is such a great story. See, I told you, the more you learn, the more you like. So you've decided to do something in addition in a home-based business, and you have a successful career now. But why did you choose to do a home-based business? And let's talk a little bit about how you're building it.
Well, the main reason we chose to do a home-based business is for all the freedom, and there's so many opportunities, the ability to make massive income. The problem with the accounting, you only make income based on billable hours. The problem with real estate is you only make money if your escrow closes, and so many things can cause an escrow not to close. And then once that escrow closes, now you have to go and try and find the next escrow to open. So you don't have any residual income, where with direct sales and multi-level, whichever name you want to give it, there's a potential for residual income. So you work really hard for the first 2 to 4 years, and then after that you can start slowing down and start really enjoying the massive income that you have generated for yourself.
Excellent. So we spoke a little bit on our first radio show, again, more about your background. So for those people listening in, if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Vitality or Vitality for Life, you'll be able to hear that first radio show, which, by the way, was excellent. And I learned some things about you as a couple that I did not realize as well. So I was extremely impressed and just really happy to be able to provide this platform. But let's move on to today's topic, where we're going to talk about, you know, why a home-based business? So talk about the business opportunity that you have. And for those people listening in, we'll do more radio shows on the specific product and all those types of things. And of course, those are going to be a given. So meaning, like, you wouldn't represent at your level a company that didn't have a good product line. You wouldn't represent a company that had a weak compensation plan or a poor management team, you know, or no income opportunity for that residual income that you're referencing. So let's take that all as a given. So the more you'll learn about that, the more you'll like about it as well. Let's talk about the opportunity that you guys wanted to talk about here. So back to you, Linda.
Okay. Well, the thing is, there are certain things that just about every person on this planet, no matter what country, nationality, or where they're located, desires. And they desire good health. They want to have vitality and optimal health. They want to be able to live a high quality of life. So even as we get older, we don't want to be limited because our bodies aren't wanting to work the way we want them to. And we want true joy and have a zest for life. And so the particular company we're with has a wonderful wellness product that will help with this. It's our flagship product. Then the other thing that people desire is financial independence and freedom. And that has different meanings for different people. You know, it just depends on where you're at. Some people, it just means an additional $1,000, $2,000 a month. Other people, it means an extra $50,000 a month. And what I love about direct sales and this company in particular is that we have the best product on the market that has a formula that nobody else has. It's proprietary, and it has it's registered, so somebody can't, you know, take over that product. But anyway, there's a lot of financial freedom. They can become debt free. They can have financial security. They can have peace of mind because they become debt free. They're not having to worry how to pay for their bills. They have more choices in their life. They can make choices based on what their desires are rather than what they can afford to do. And so it then provides uncommon freedom. And so that's what I love about, you know, the direct sales industry, because it gives people the ability to have financial freedom. And with our particular product, give them health. Like, I'm in my 60s, but I feel like I'm in my 20s because of the product we're on.
Right. So, which means that you would buy the product no matter what, you know, whether you were part of the business or not part of the business as a customer, you would buy the product no matter what because of the way you feel. So let's just break it down a little bit, because a lot of people really don't know how these things work. So everybody comes in with their own preconceived notions and maybe their past experiences and whether those are good or bad experiences. But I came in from a direct sales background. So not to bore you with my story, but I sold for a company called Electrolux. You know, it was a vacuum cleaner company when they were sold in a direct sales fashion. And when I became – yeah, there you go. Yeah. And that was usually done by a salesperson who was educated on the benefits and features of not only the Electrolux product but also the competitors and, you know, could do a better demonstration. And basically we had to compete – with whoever was in the retail store. So the Electrolux salesman had to compete against the Hoover the vacuum cleaner that might have been in the Walmart or the Target or wherever else it might have been. So we had to have more education on our product line. Next, it was a little bit higher price because it had to justify the better quality and all the other types of things, plus the salespeople would be able to do that. So people, when they bought an Electrolux, they weren't buying a disposable one. They were buying one that was going to last for a while. And when I was running an office, I had to build a sales force because I couldn't possibly sell enough personally to support the overhead of an office and run a whole entire business. So I spent a lot of time hiring, training, and motivating a sales force. And because I was hiring, training, motivating, developing a sales force, the bigger the sales team that I developed, I needed assistant managers and blah, 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 blah. So that's how I built one of those things. Network marketing has a lot of similarities without having to knock on doors and be that direct salesperson, all that sort of stuff. A lot of the times they're using relationships because, Linda, when you say, hey, I feel great about these products, your friends ask you, what are you talking about? And your friends buy. And because you have a relationship with your friends, it's a lot easier to make the sale. So, and they have friends, so it's a lot easier for them to make that sale. The residual part comes in from the product purchases and the regular commissions that would be generated at all those multiple levels. And we'll talk about the specifics maybe on another radio show or when you guys plug into learning more as a Building Fortunes radio listening audience. But when you have a product that people love to buy on a regular basis and would buy it no matter what, that's where your residual income comes in. So I don't know if you want to comment on anything that I just mentioned or punctuate or clarify anything that I just mentioned, but when I looked at network marketing, I saw it through my direct sales manager lenses, so I was somewhat positively biased already because it was what I was doing. But for those people that like, well, what does she mean by residual income? How does that come in? How do you become financially stable? You know, I'll let you complete my sentence, Linda or Michael, to share with them how they do it with you. How does someone become financially stable with or have regular income coming in working with you?
Well, with our particular program, what it is you have yourself, and if you were to try and get the product spread, because this is the product I believe everybody in the world needs to have in order to rejuvenate their cellular health and get the vitality and back in their life. And that's why I feel like I'm in my 20s. But if you were to do that on your own, it's impossible to spread that word around to everyone so that everybody has the opportunity. So what you do is you find key people that want to also spread the word, spread the product, and so you recruit them into your opportunity. So in our particular company, we have two legs, the left leg and the right leg. So you bring in two people. Then you help those two people bring in two people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, down the line. And they all are working to build their business. So as they build and they have sales, then you receive overrides, commissions, bonuses, trips, all of these other things. And so as your team is growing, then you're able to do less work because the other people going down, they're building and they're training people under you because you've taught them the system that is duplicatable and simple for anybody to do. So that continual income coming in brings you the residual income.
Excellent. Well, we're going to do this. We're right about halfway through. We're going to take a little commercial break. You're listening to Linda and Michael Sheldon. That's Sheldon. You can go to buildingfortunesradio.com and see their guest pages as well for their contact information. We're going to give you their contact information during this radio show as well. But just in case you forget or you might be driving around or listening in, you will be able to look them up under Building Fortunes Radio. We will be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are here with Linda and Michael Sheldon. We're talking about their company. Their business identity is called Vitality for Life, so that's why we named the radio show buildingfortunesradio.com/vitalitylife. Go to buildingfortunesradio.com/vitality to be able to hear this and previous radio shows and be able to share with other people. But we're talking about the business opportunity behind, you know, the home-based business model as well and why you want to work with them. And the idea that there's residual income from regular product sales. So, Linda, when I was in direct selling, which is not exactly like this, I was more or less in hardcore, if you will, direct selling, meaning, you know, we didn't know who was going to buy a vacuum cleaner that day. We knocked on doors and did demonstrations and all that stuff that most people would never want to do or willing to do. But in this industry, you know, because you find a product line that people love, they have this wonderful benefit, you know, someone like yourself says, I feel like I'm 20, you know, and we know, you know, doing the math, you're not 20, you know. If you're married for 40-something and you've known Mike for 60-something, you're not 20. But if you're feeling like you're 20 and you're going for it still, and you say, you know, we want to help a whole bunch of other people, that product experience is going to spread and people are going to really like it. So you're going to start to have people like your friends tell their friends, and here's my point. Eventually, you're going to be paid on the production of people who you don't even know who they are personally.
That's absolutely correct.
Right? So
yes.
I'm going to ask, and most people never get that, Linda, right? So they don't get it. So I ask them, because I'm real big on, like, okay, I got to make a point here. When was the last time, if you're listening in, you were paid on the performance of someone who you had nothing to do with, legally? Like,
right.
When was the last time that happened? And the answer is, for most people, they haven't. Because as an accountant, right? Never. Right? As an accountant, Linda, when did you ever get paid for a client you never did anything for?
Never. I always had to do billable hours.
Had to do the billable hours. And then you had to service the customer and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, when I was with Electrolux, the vacuum cleaner company, and I'm not trying to get everybody to sell vacuums because you can't do that stuff anymore with that company. It no longer exists. When I was a manager and I sponsored or hired somebody and I showed them how to do the same thing, and that person who I didn't necessarily train personally made a sale, I got paid. I got paid. And I thought for the very first time, Linda, that was great because I got paid for something I didn't do personally. And I didn't even know who the person was. Now, the great thing about what your compensation plan does is, like you said, you build two legs. You focus on one, you focus on the other, and since that's where you focus and everybody else falls under that, you will have people in your business from different, what, states, maybe even countries that buy product. It's just incredible. So do you want to touch base on that a little bit about how fast it can grow?
Oh, it depends on how much time and effort you put into it, but it's possible to have it grow so that within 3 to 6 months you can make $10,000 to $50,000 a month. But that, it all depends on how much time and effort you put in. And, of course, there's no guarantees because it depends on you. You're not your income isn't dependent on what somebody else does or doesn't do. It depends on what efforts you put in, how well you know your product, how well you promote the system and have the people work the system. They work the system, they're going to be successful.
Now, from your situation, because you're building the two separate legs, they call them legs in this industry for those people that might be new. So when you're building your two different legs, you can call them stores, you can call them whatever you want to call them, but they're just two business identities. So as you're building those things, if somebody comes in and they're like you, like they're their own entrepreneur, this is the best part about this industry. They are their own business owner, and they have their own needs and desires and goals and wishes. So say you sponsor someone who says, I just want to do this part-time, like tinker a little bit, maybe offset the cost of my product. You know, they'll produce a little. But if they find somebody who says, well, that's good for you, but I want to knock this thing out of the park. I want my goals, my dreams. You know, I'd like a nicer home. I want my kids to be able to go to a better school or whatever their goals and dreams are for their internal purposes. If they're in your business, you benefit. So,
right. No matter how, as long as they're with your, it goes 10 deep. So anybody that's 10 deep within your organization, you get benefits from.
So the incredible part is that, like you said, it's what you do. But realistically speaking, it's also what they do. And if you find some people that are kind of sharp and kind of motivated, they can really, really, really add a significant to your income. So when some people say, you know, I have thousands of people in my downline, is what they call these things, you know, as far as a sales organization, when they say they have thousands of people in the downline, don't think that they went out and got 1,000 individually or 10,000 individually, 1,000,000 individually. They probably got a half a dozen people who got a half a dozen people who got a half a dozen people.
Exactly.
Who got, you know, and that's how you grow. So that's
right.
Pretty incredible. Now, as an accountant, you can probably speak to that geometric growth. So I'll let you or Michael say whatever you want to say next. I don't want to hog your radio show, but I get excited about the potential here, especially working with you.
Right. Well,
go ahead.
The other thing about this, too, is especially with our particular product that is part of our organization, our flagship product, once you're on the product, people want to take it for the rest of their lives because of how well it's doing. So they're on auto shipment. So you have all these people at all the different levels on auto shipment, plus they're getting customers coming in that have no desire to build a business, but they want the product because of the health benefits. So you're getting that residual income as well.
Okay, so let's talk about that concept of auto shipment for a second and regular product orders. So if let's zoom you back 50 years, before Federal Express, before really computers became popular, before all the tools and systems came in, there were companies like Amway. By the way, Amway celebrated their 60th anniversary. So there were companies like Amway, stuff like that might be household names. So when we would talk about an auto ship, Linda, you have 1,000 customers or 100 customers is going to be on an auto ship. We would be telling Mike, you got to clear out more of your garage. You got more customers. You have to hold more inventory. Mike, you got to run to the post office. You got to ship out some stuff. Mike, you're going to take every Thursday and you're going to have like a free-for-all in your house because everybody's going to come and pick up their product. Mike, you're going to have to hire another accountant besides Linda because you have to calculate your commission checks and you have to write your commission checks. You know, it would be impossible, right?
That's the old time.
Yeah. Now, the upside is because of our product, we do have the strength and the health to handle all that.
Yeah.
But with the current technology, we don't have to.
Exactly. We don't have to.
Because all the product is drop-shipped directly to the purchaser from the manufacturing plant. We don't have the whole product. Now, we do recommend that each person comes in, buy what we call a packet, and so that they have a little bit of product on hand for demonstrations. They have product on hand for their own use. they have product on hand so that when an ambassador comes in, we call them ambassadors, not recruits. When an ambassador comes in, then we can give them some product right away while their shipment comes in. It takes a week or two to get your first shipment. And after that, the shipments are very, you usually get your product within a week. So that, you don't have to do all that. Also, they do all the accounting. They calculate all the commissions. So all you get paid, we get paid weekly, and we get our commissions weekly. And we can get them on a prepayment card, or we can have it go to our bank. It's up to us how we want that commission paid out.
We take a look at the examples I used before, you know, 50 years ago, could you do this? The answer is, I guess you could, but it was really complicated, and it would have to grow slower, and it would be really a lot of work. The bigger it got, the harder it would get. And now, because of the technology and your company and all the other types of things, for those people listening in, it's really never been easier. It's really never, and that's not like hype or just something to say on a radio show. It sincerely has never been easier and less expensive to run a home-based business ever in the history of a civilized mankind. It's never been easier, and it'll probably get easier in the future as more tools and systems develop. So,
absolutely. As a matter of fact, like if we had, let's just say we had 10,000 people under us, we could actually click one button and send a note to all 10,000 at the same time with, you know, computer technology and emails and all that kind of stuff.
Right. So for the mom that might be listening in that wants to spend a little bit more time at home with those kids and are wondering, how in the world am I going to find the time to do this? All the tools and systems are already in place that she or he, if he's a stay-at-home dad, right, would be able to do this sort of thing. Or if they're a retiree, or if there's somebody on disability, or if there's somebody that just has a few extra moments, or somebody with a big sphere of influence. It's never been easier. Never been easier. So when you find the right product with an auto ship, with a product where people like you, Linda, say we'll be on this product for as long as we'll ever be alive, this stuff works great. There's your residual income and your business opportunity behind it with a great growing company. So before we run out of time, make sure, let's give people ways of being able to find you and be able to work with you. How do they do that besides going back to the radio show?
Okay, well, first, is our phone number is 661-245-2011. We also have two websites because one of the things about this company, it offers has a wonderful marketing and lead system program to help you so that you can grow faster. So one of the websites, our product website, is www, and I'm going to spell it out, vitaylitiyforlife.com. That's for the product information. For the business opportunity information, the website would be www.pyur-health.com.
Excellent. Okay, perfect. And if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com and you remember Linda and Michael Sheldon, you'll be able to find their guest spot there as well, be able to have their contact information. And the most important thing is probably share this with your friends as well. So is there anything in closing? Yep. Is there anything in closing, Linda or Michael, that you'd like to close us up with?
Well, I'd like to say that the world is changing, Peter. There's no doubt about it. And word of mouth, which has been around a while now and is proving to be successful, because I would rather buy something from my best friend who's given me the true scoop because they care about me rather than an ad I see on TV. I mean, who am I going to trust more, naturally? You know, so direct marketing is becoming more and more popular because of that, word of mouth.
Right.
And with our company, the reason why we think this is our company is the best time right now is because you're getting it at the beginning. We're like when Microsoft first started. Right now, there's only 3,000 ambassadors, and the potential out there because of the quality of the product and how the testimonies that are coming through are so tremendous that it will grow fast. And so we want people at the beginning, you know, how often do you have the opportunity to get to the involved in a company at its birth? And so this is great. And there's history behind the people. The people that run the business have been in this level a combination of 70 years, and they've been extremely successful, making multi-millions. So you're getting training and systems developed by true experts in this business and professionals in this business.
Excellent. So we're going to see you next time on Building Fortunes Radio /Vitality for Life. buildingfortunesradio.com/Vitality Life. We'll see you next time, Linda and Michael. It's a pleasure having you as guest hosts on Building Fortunes Radio. You are the reason why we do what we do. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.